Hello, and welcome to Feedback with Earbuds, a podcast recommendation podcast. I'm your host, Arielle Nissenblatt, and I'm the founder of Earbuds Podcast Collective. Earbuds is a weekly email newsletter that sends you a themed list of five podcast episodes, and each week is curated by a different person. Anyone can curate a list. Learn more and subscribe to the newsletter at earbudspodcastcollective.org. On this podcast, we'll follow the format of our newsletter. You'll learn about the curator of the week, their chosen theme, and the five episodes that they've selected as part of that theme. We'll also have some more podcast-related stuff thrown in here and there. Hopefully, you'll find a new podcast or two to check out. So, let's get into it. What are we listening to this week? Today, we want to tell you about the 10-ish podcast. No, not tennis, but like the number 10-ish. Ever wonder about the top 10 highest grossing films? How about the deadliest animals on Earth? Or the most streamed 90s songs? Most popular soft drinks? We could go on all day. Find out the top 10 of these and many more on the 10-ish podcast, a comedy podcast covering a new top 10-ish list every week. Find the 10-ish podcast wherever you listen. This week's Earbuds recommendations come to us from Beth Bears of the Harmonics Podcast and the Bluegrass Situation, an editorial, curatorial, and promotional platform creating and covering content across every level of the international bluegrass scene. Through Beth's podcast picks, we'll explore a myriad of ways to approach the very real and complex topic of mental health. We'll look at some pretty funky yet valid ways to heal yourself, whether that's through spending time in nature, visiting a therapist, or using humor and stories to cope with some of our most painful problems. After our podcast recommendations from Beth, you'll hear a conversation between me and Alexandra Cole, founder of Podroland and host of the Pod Broads. Since 2017, Cole has been working to elevate women's voices through podcasts. Her blog, Podroland, recommends and features women-hosted podcasts. This space is specifically designed to amplify a variety of women's voices and provide a space for people to come and listen to women and connect with others committed to doing the same. Earlier this year, Cole launched the Pod Broads, a podcast about women in podcasting. More about Alexandra Cole and her various podcast-related ventures later in the show. But before we get to our chat with Alexandra Cole, let's talk about this week's podcast picks from Beth Bears. Beth chose the theme, Healing Mental Health. Here's why Beth chose this theme. She writes, "These episodes cover various aspects of natural healing for mental health. There are many ways to approach the very real and very dire issue of mental health that so many face today. While more traditional routes like medication and therapy are absolutely valid and sometimes necessary, sometimes a holistic and natural approach to healing can also change your life." Here are this week's Earbuds episodes. The first episode is from The Expanded Podcast with Lacey Phillips and is called Dr. Zach Bush on Healing Your Mind, Body, and Spirit Through Nature. Our curator told us that she never misses an episode of this podcast. In this episode, we hear discussions of mental health, disease, and food systems as they relate to our gut and our mental health. I know that like 90% of our serotonin is made in the gut, which is nuts. If that little fun fact sparks your interest, then definitely check out this episode. It digs deep into the whole mind-body connection thing in a very informative and interesting way. The next episode is from the podcast New Earth with Nixie Marie and is called Regenerative Healing for the Earth with Maricia Miernowska. If you need some relaxation in your ear, this one's for you. Both the host Nixie Marie and guest Maricia Miernowska have this uber-soothing fairy dust voice that made me feel very relaxed. The episode is pretty eye-opening and intimate. We get to listen to Maricia's personal experience with the California fires as a true wake-up call to live more earth-conscious. Miernowska takes catastrophic events like the California fires as opportunities for us to truly listen to the earth. Her entire life is dedicated to rebuilding a healthy, vital, and profound relationship with our planet through herbal wisdom, regenerative land practices, and community healing. But she doesn't do it in a way that makes you feel all existential and anxious about the earth and its impending collapse, but rather you feel inspired and motivated to truly think about how you can make an impact. She describes herself as a green witch, which is a pretty cool way to say that you care about the earth. Next up, we're listening to the Black Girl in Ohm podcast, and the episode is called Freeing Up Our Bodies with Our Voice with Gina Breedlove. This episode was like going to a therapist and a TED Talk all in one. We listened to an interview with Gina Breedlove, which, with a name like that, you obviously have to have magical powers. Breedlove is a sound healer, a vocalist, a composer, and a medicine woman. She's committed to helping people truly access freedom from their own path through her work in energy healing, movement, and voice therapy. In this episode, she discusses the transformative power of cultivating your ability to both listen and use your voice. The next episode comes from the Super Soul podcast, Oprah's podcast, and the episode is called Grace and Gratitude. I kind of feel like because this is Oprah's podcast, it doesn't really need a description, but to be thorough, this podcast is comprised of Oprah's recorded face-to-face television interviews for her series Super Soul Sundays. She basically interviews some of the wisest and avant-garde people on the planet. She talks to them about pain and struggle and joys and life hacks. It's like reading a bunch of self-help books in 40 minutes. In this episode, she speaks to a range of guests about the mind-altering powers of gratitude. One guest talks about a study where a group of identified pessimists develop a gratitude practice for 21 days and then transform to becoming optimists. Sign me up for that. And the last recommendation of the week comes to us from the podcast OCD Stories and is called Stephen Batoris, Shinrin Yoku. I love that this week ends off with this episode. It's funny and it's vulnerable, and it definitely tells stories that often go unheard or carry real stigmas. You can listen to some of the best minds in OCD treatment and recovery and somewhat experience the pain and humor of mental health. It's very powerful. This episode gets into all of that with integrative psychiatrist Stephen Batoris. Thank you so much to Beth Bears for choosing these podcasts as part of this week's Earbuds theme, Healing Mental Health. We'll have a link in the show notes to all of these episodes. Next up, our podcast spotlight. In addition to our weekly five podcast picks, we like to spotlight a podcast at the bottom of our newsletter. It's a little bit of extra audio content for you, usually on a completely different topic from this week's Earbuds theme. Podcasters, if you want your podcast spotlit in our newsletter and on the homepage of our website, you can apply. We have an application form in the show notes of this episode. So this week, we're hearing from one of my good pals, Bethany Berger, who sits on the Earbuds Advisory Board. She spotlit the Gravy podcast from Southern Foodways Alliance. Here's what Bethany says about this podcast. Gravy always tells fun tales and teaches you something new about the food that we eat. It features a lot of fusion cuisine and immigrant stories, as well as stories about sustainable agriculture. This show will make your mouth water, or at least think differently about the food that you consume. Thank you, Bethany. Next, let's get into my chat with Alexandra Cole. I read you a little bit about Alexandra Cole earlier in the episode, so right now we're just going to get right on into our chat. Enjoy! Welcome to the show, Alexandra. How are you today?
I'm good, Ariel. Thanks so much for having me.
Of course, anytime. I have been following your journey on the internet for a long time, so I'm glad we finally have a chance to meet face to face. We did have a phone call a few weeks ago, but Here's your face, and it's nice to see.
Yes, definitely. I know. I can't remember who I was telling earlier, but I was talking about how we got connected on Twitter and you just like DM'd me one day being like, I feel like we need to talk. And I was like, me too.
I love that. So tell me what it is that got you started in the podcast space and when you really entered the scene.
Ooh, okay. Well, it was during grad school, which I guess was maybe 3 years ago now. Honestly, I don't remember. It was 2017 to 2019. That's how I can gauge it.
No clue when that was in the timeline, though.
Exactly. So it was during that time. And, you know, I had listened to podcasts before. Obviously, like many people, Serial was like the first one that I actually listened to and just enjoyed the experience of the podcast. But it wasn't really that one that was like, oh, I need to do podcasts. Also, can I curse or no?
Yeah. Hell okay. Yeah.
I was about to say shit. And then I was like, oh, I should double check.
You may.
Okay, cool. But in grad school, I had been teaching creative and essay writing for, I guess, maybe 4 years at that point. And I was just realizing, you know, I'm a writer myself, creative in many senses, and just multi-hyphenate creative, as many of us in the podcast space are. But I was just at this realization point of like, I don't want to do this anymore. Like, I don't want to teach anymore. I love it and it's a part of who I am, but I just knew that I really wanted to give my own creations a shot and be able to really explore what that might look like if I was trying to make a career out of it. And so I somehow just started listening to a lot of podcasts made by women that were talking about either like freelance or artist life or entrepreneurship or podcasting or just all these things. And I kept specifically like seeking out the stories of the journeys of all of these different types of careers that these women had as inspiration points. And also as like, can I even do this? Because I really grew up in a family that, you know, loves stability. And in many ways, stability means a job that has a clear career path that you can just kind of follow from point A to B and get there. And me pursuing my writing, me pursuing any other type of creation work I was doing is definitely not that. And so I was just doing like a deep dive binge on all these podcasts. And that was what prompted me starting Podraland, my blog now turned like online platform that does a lot more than just a one week blog post. And I just wanted to create a space where I was telling people about all these amazing episodes that I felt were not just giving me great career and personal growth, but like emotional growth and like understanding about the world of stories that are different than me and my life experience. And I'll stop there for now because I could keep on going.
Dispel a myth for me. Podraland is not It's not Shondaland.
No, it is not Shondaland. It's not. And I think it's so funny because, you know, I obviously like knew about a lot of Shonda's shows, but I can't say that I like was up on like her and like knowing about her whole production company during the time of that creation, because I was using it as a playoff of what my personal Instagram handle was and my kind of what I saw as like personal branding, which I guess she and I both had a similar feeling. At the end of our last names just end in a perfect place to be like, well, this is the land of me. So I'm going to just make this my land. And so Xandraland is my Instagram handle. It's like something that I chose because in like seventh or eighth grade, my friend and I came up with it for a clothing brand and that was going to be my clothing brand name. But then obviously that didn't pan out. But I had that as my Instagram handle and I was trying to think like, oh, what would be a good name for this? And honestly, that was just the name that popped into my head right away. I was like, oh, well, it's a combination of me, my experience through these podcasts, through my lens. So obviously it's Xandraland, but with podcasts. So I was like, Podraland.
And specifically all caps.
Yes, all caps.
That's part of the branding. Yeah.
All caps.
Branding is super important. And I think you do a really great job at that. You actually have a contest going right now that I think you did a really interesting way of introducing it.
Oh.
Do you want to tell the earbuds about it?
Yeah, I'm doing one of my first giveaways, which I've never done on Instagram before. And I was like, it feels like the right time. I'm about to cross over 1,000 downloads for the pod, which is exciting. And I was just like, this is the moment. So I have a picture where like I'm kind of superimposed on a background of a graffiti wall, so like that I took a picture of on a street where I live. And graffiti is a big part of my like personal aesthetic on Podraland. It's a lot of what's the backdrop of the quote pictures that I take, and it's kind of my relationship with the city, if you will. Like I always think about how different Podraland would be if I lived in like a suburb. It doesn't afford the same type of movement and communication through the city and like visual aesthetic. So I took an image of me where I'm wearing one of my beautiful blue neon hats with the Podraland logo on it, which is one of the things that you'll win if you do the contest, along with some of the quote pics that I'm talking about. And I superimposed that on to the graffiti and then I wrote free shit. I took the I out and put an asterisk because Instagram I didn't want it to be like, no, you can't like push this picture. But yeah, that's what I did. And then I just posted it on all my other social media and like put the link to Instagram to try and drive people over there.
And we will link to that Instagram post in the show notes of this episode.
Dope.
So that folks can enter your contest. Tell us, when did Pod Broads start and why?
So the Pod Broads, which is my podcast all about women in podcasting, I feature interviews with a woman in the podcast industry, and that ranges between levels, between, I guess you could say, like type of podcasting world, because I feel like there's different subworlds within podcasting. And I want to make sure that I'm showcasing each of those with the interviews that I have. But I started that, wow, when did I start that podcast? I feel like the inception of the idea was 2019, because I was starting to work with a now friend of mine, and we've just done different type of collaborations. If you listen to the Pod Broads, you'll hear an ad for the Wave Podcasting, which is her company.
Oh yeah.
Lauren Popish. And so we had been talking about like doing work together, like me writing some stuff for her, etc. And part of that conversation came up with this podcast, and we just were both talking about how, oh, we wanted to do a podcast that like showcases the women in the space. And so we both had like this idea that we both had been mulling over before we even met. And then when we were talking and we were like, oh, this is going to be a great collaboration, we were like, well, we both are having similar ideas. Let's see what we can do with this. So it actually initially started as I was going to be doing it through the Wave, but later on, as we got closer to the end of 2020 and the plans for 2020 just completely changed, obviously, for so many different reasons. And the podcast got pushed back, and we just kind of realized it would make sense for me to just take it on as my own project with Podderland and have it be mine. And she kind of wanted to focus on a podcast that was more about the creation of podcasting, because that is all centered on what she does and how she helps women in the space. And so I took it on as my whole thing, because I was going to be doing the production of it and the editing of it and the interviewing of it anyway. So it just made sense. And so that's how that started. But even before we had met, and like I said, we both came in with this idea of showcasing women, I've always seen it as an extension of the work that I'm doing with Podderland. That's all about showcasing women in the space of all different levels. And there was always going to be a point where I knew I wanted to start a podcast in conjunction with the work that I was doing there. So it just felt like a natural progression. And it's been really, really awesome and rewarding. And I'm always so grateful that they share so much with me on these episodes and that I get to showcase them to whoever's listening.
Shout out a couple of your favorite interviews. I'm sure they're all amazing, but what is sticking out in your head right now?
I love all of them so far, of course, but I'm going to shout out Rita Petmesize. She runs a platform about healing in the Lao diaspora. It's called Healing Out Loud. And so I had her on, and she was one of my she was actually the first person I interviewed. So I have to shout her out, because that was like my first go at it. And it was just such a pleasure, because I had like featured her on my website before, and we had just kind of started an online relationship and been able to continue it with this recording. And I actually just, I was like tweeting about all the episodes yesterday or the day before. And she's someone who consistently makes me laugh and think deeply all in the same conversation. And that's not always an easy thing to do, but she just always has so much to share. That's one that always comes to mind. Similarly, the one with Isabeth Mendoza also comes up. And I just want to shout out all of them, but I'll also shout out, my most recent one was with Sierra Spragley-Ricks of PRX Garage, and now she's associate producer at PRX, and she runs podcast Wind Down. And the show that she does was also one of my like inspiration learning points. Like, even though I had this idea, it was so cool to see her in action talking about these podcast like episodes or production and really getting to talk to other podcasters. And I was like, I love this. And we also got to, a lot of these people I like met online, and we finally be able to be like face to face, which is super exciting. So it's so hard to choose.
So what is your goal for Podderland, and how can my listeners, your listeners, the Twitter world help you get there?
Ooh, so my goal for Podderland, there's a few different pieces, right? So I have, of course, my cat is playing really loudly right below me. Sorry. So
that's okay. We'll leave that in so people know.
My goal with Podderland, it kind of has like, I would say, three different parts right now. So there's the part of where I get to do the episode features, where I do long form write-ups on specific episodes of different podcasts. And then I also have this section called Podradar, which I feature short interviews, like short written interviews with indie women podcasters only. and just have it be a space where they can showcase what their pod is about, kind of have it be like a discovery aspect there. And then I do like podcast lists. So that's been kind of put on pause while I've been doing the podcast, because I'm only one person and I can't do everything all the time. But I would love to get to a place where that work is monetized, where I can really carve out space to continue doing these write-ups and be able to also feature women podcasters in that way. It's how it started, while also being able to really push the podcast. And I want people to listen to the podcast right now. That's my biggest goal, obviously. But to listen to the Pod Brides and really be listening to the women who are in this space and the insight they have, the experiences they've had. We all know, or we're learning now in this moment, that podcasting is still a huge white boys club. And there's a lot of work that needs to be done to make sure that we're addressing not just the misogyny in the space, but the racism in the space and all these other pieces that are making it so that so many communities are still underrepresented. And also when they bring up issues, it's being like cast aside by these bigger companies, or, you know, it's just, it's not being handled in the way that it should be. And so I really see the Pod Broads as a space where I'm giving voice to whatever these women want to comment on in their own personal experience through podcasting and their lives. And also to see them as experts, not just on their own stories, but on their experience through the podcasting industry. Also with Podulan, I do PR and social media strategy for indie podcasters, specifically women. So it's kind of these three different parts. They're all working in tandem with the main goal of just getting women's voices out there in podcasting.
Definitely a mission that we align with wholeheartedly over here at Earbuds.
Yeah.
Alexandra, thank you so much for joining me. We'll have all of the ways to get in touch with you in the show notes. Best of luck with everything and have a great rest of your week.
Thank you. Thank you so much for having me on. It was a pleasure.
Hope you enjoyed this week's interview. We're back next week with another chat with somebody doing something cool in the podcast space. As always, stay in the Earbuds loop between newsletters and episodes of this podcast. You can do that by signing up to curate a list for us. Anyone can curate a list. There's a link to the curators form in every newsletter that we send out. Plus, did you know that curators can include one of their own episodes as part of their theme? So it's a really great marketing opportunity if you have a podcast. You can also check out our blog or even write a blog post for us. More at our website, which is earbudspodcastcollective.org. And while you're on the internet, make sure you're following us all over. We're at Earbuds Podcast Collective on most platforms. Feedback with Earbuds is written by Maya Rubin and me, Arielle Nissenblatt. It's hosted by me. It's mixed and put together by Daniel Turek, whose work you can find at robotslack.com. And our newsletter is edited by the amazing Abby Kleonski. Until next week, stay safe and happy listening.